join us later, but the rest of the crew is all here. Hey, everybody.
What's going on? Peace, world.
Hey, Sherry. Well, later it looks like Lil Wayne is in big trouble with the feds, y'all.
Also, LeVar Ball is giving his sons a one-on-one lesson, but not on basketball. It's women.
Mm. Plus, I got a chance to chat with Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black about being the first celebrity duo on The Masked Singer.
Well, Headcrack, before we even get started, you know we got to welcome our girl back. Portia, yay. Where you been? We missed you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Okay, guys, miss you so much. Y'all know I wasn't really
sick,
y'all.
We called every jail in town looking for you at first.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh. Well, we're so glad to have you back, Portia. We missed your voice. We missed your spirit and your energy.
Yes.
So, yes, well, move over, John Legend, because we have a new sheriff in town, and he is so fine. So, the new 2020th sexiest man alive, crowned by People Magazine, which hits newsstands nationwide Friday, is Michael B. Jordan!
Oh, okay. The ladies love him.
Yeah. Right, Killmonger.
Yeah.
Hustle.
And the magazine unveiled its 2020 pick on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Michael came out dressed in a hazmat suit. His face was covered, and fans made guesses before he revealed his identity. And Michael told reporters, he said to reporters, I love how humble he is. He said that this honor is a cool feeling, and he claimed his friend's joke that this was probably the one thing that he wouldn't get. But look, he got it. Never, ever, never say fun. Just never say never.
Never. Now, how can he think he not going to get it as fine as he is? That don't even make no sense. Just look like he would have already known.
That's that kind of chocolate that give you diabetes and take your foot away. I'm so here for it. Now, Portia, a lot of people wanted Jason Momoa, but do you feel that Michael B. is a good pick for this year's Sexiest Man Alive?
I think he is a great pick. He is very relevant. He is very active in Black Lives Matter. He's an amazing actor. He's single. So, you know, of course, all the ladies want him. I just feel like they probably gave him this title before quarantine because have y'all seen Quarantine, Michael B. Jordan? He looked like a wild man. I can't take all the hair growing over his
looks
lip
like
that.
Well, all right, y'all. It looks like Lil Wayne may have to use his Trump get out of jail free card.
Oh,
now.
Lord. Oh, damn.
Word is, Weezy F. Baby was charged in federal court yesterday with possession of a firearm and ammunition. And being that he's a former convicted felon, he'll have to do 10 years in a slammer if he's convicted.
God.
Now, this charge is for a December 2019 incident where the feds, like, you know, ran through his plane and they found guns, all types of drugs. It was like, you know, allegedly cocaine, heroin, lean, and that's kind of like a big N.O. if you're a convicted felon.
Is there not anybody else on this flight with him? He knows he's a convicted felon. I'm sure his crew knows that. Somebody else should have kind of tried to take the rap for this because nobody want to go away.
I would take the rap for him and that's his damn gun. No, ma'am, honey, that's your gun. Going to jail.
Gary, we don't want you taking a rap for nobody.
If he's the person providing food on your table, you would take the rap.
Mm. Yo, Brad, and it wasn't even just a regular gun. It was a gold gun. They also had the ammunition that belonged to the gun. Like, even if there were other people on the plane, no one wanted that kind of smoke and those kind of charges on their record.
See, this is the thing I don't understand. How come these rappers don't have bodyguards? Like, the bodyguard's supposed to be the one carrying the gun because your ass can't carry because you a felon. Most of them felon. So, like, why not have a bodyguard?
But if he doesn't let you, that's what I'm saying. If you're paying the bill and he don't let you do what you're really supposed to be doing, it don't get done. I was wanting to know from Brad, sometimes people get in the music industry, you start thinking you're above the law, like you're never going to get caught? Because he had a lot of stuff on this plane. Not only a gun, but there were drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a moving party. Like, I don't even think that people think they're above the law, Sherry. Some people are just that high.
Right. Yeah. Well, y'all, it looks like LeVar Ball is giving his son some fatherly advice on women. LeVar went on Bro Bible's Endless Hustle podcast and explained the downsides to playing in the NBA and how his famous sons will never meet a good woman. Take a look.
You're never going to meet a nice woman. Especially in basketball, you're not gonna find nobody like I found your mom or my mom and dad. Because here's the thing, if you're in this profession, which you got all this fame and notoriety, how are you gonna meet a good girl? You're not, because what you're gonna meet are in the restaurant where you eat, or you're gonna go to a club where you dance, or you're gonna meet her at the arena. So I hate to tell you, you're going to meet a hoe.
Wow. Oh, they got to be hoes? What y'all think?
Good advice or bad advice?
Basically, you know, I'm more worried about his daddy being in their lives than the doggone, as the hoes that his daddy refers to.
Okay.
Because, you know, their careers have just not gone, I think, the way that they should have because of his father's interference, which sounds like it's going to trickle over into the women in their life. His father's a trip. That everybody got to be a hoe.
He's making it very clear he do not want them to bring home a black woman. He said he want them to bring home a woman just like his day mama. And their mom is of European descent. So he's making it very obvious.
Uh-oh.
I mean, but if you really look at how LeVar Ball moves, he does this to get the free press. Right. Like, talking to LeVar Ball with the camera on versus LeVar Ball with the camera off, completely different dude.
Yep.
He knows how to play the game and press the buttons to get people talking. And guess what? He's on Dish Nation right now.
All right, last night was The Bachelor. And we have to talk about the moment that Tayshia asked Noah to, check this out, y'all, lose a part of himself. Check this out.
You know, Noah.
Yes, ma'am.
There's one thing.
You don't like mustaches.
How did you know I was getting towards that? It's not that I don't like it, but I wonder what you look like without that thing. You know, like, what if it would be, like, fun if we, like, shaved it off or something?
Tonight?
I don't know. There's no rules.
Tayshia, she asked me to cut away a huge part of my life.
I'm cool with rolling with it. I love it.
Who told this boy that he could grow a mustache in the first place? Everybody's not supposed to wear a mustache. Man. He looked like an old porn star. Okay, he should be on Catch a Predator. I swear to God,
She has the right to tell him to shave it. If a woman is shaved and a man got a mustache, that scratches her. So she has the right to tell him that he needs to shave.
Mm.
But you know, you're supposed to tell a man afterwards. You don't fix him up and make him Don Juan before you get him. Like, then he's going to be everybody else looking at him. Let him stay the way he is.
Without the mustache, he looks like I need to give him candy in the little parking lot. You want some candy, little boy? He looks so young. But Chewy, now look here, Chewy. You have the most beautiful beard. Everybody loves pulling on the hair on your beard. Would you be willing to shave for a woman that you just started dating?
Wow. You know what I think? I think relationships are beautiful, and I think relationships are about compromise. And having said that, I would tell her to kick rocks.
All right, y'all. Up next, Tiny Harris talks about the time she gave the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. one more chance to explain himself. L.A. has that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, and take a look. Hey! Heidi and Frank are here, my favorites. What's up, you guys? All right, well, this next story is pretty crazy. Tiny Harris from the R&B group Escape, in an interview with Vlad TV, talked about her and her R&B group, how they had smoke and beef with the late Notorious Big back in the day, and it was all because of one of his songs, Dreams, when he referred to the ladies in the group as ugly bitches, end quote.
Man.
And oddly enough, Biggie had the chance to make things right and apologize 30 minutes before he was murdered while attending the Vibe party in 1997.
Wow.
Check this out.
Wow.
Biggie wanted to speak to us. And Candy was like, I'm not going over there. I don't want to talk to him. And I was just like, all right, I'll go over there. So I went. You know, he apologized for saying that he thought we were beautiful. And then, you know.
And then, maybe 30 minutes later, he gets murdered.
Like, it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
So, Heidi, Candy regretted not giving him a chance to apologize. Is this a perfect example of why you should hear people out?
Yeah, so I think anytime somebody, because really when you're going to somebody with an apology, you're sort of lowering yourself to say, listen, I'm bowing your head and all of that and saying, I was wrong, I'm sorry. So I think anytime somebody wants to legitimately apologize.
I mean, you never know what can happen, obviously.
Yes.
Right.
So does anybody here on the show want to take this moment to apologize to anybody in their past that might have that they might have wronged?
No, literally, I have to apologize. I've never had this opportunity to do it, and she probably does watch Dish Nation. When I was in my early 20s, I messed around with a married man, And I regret it until this day because I didn't know, I didn't realize how wrong that was and how it could hurt somebody. And so I want to apologize to the woman whose husband was a comedy promoter at the Townhouse in Los Angeles, California, for messing around with your husband. I regret it to this day as a married woman, a grown woman. And if you are watching Dish, I'm sorry.
Wow.
What if she had no idea? But now you just told her.
No, she did because I left a note on his windshield and said, I can't wait to see you tonight. And his wife found it. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but it broke their marriage up.
You're free now, Sherry. You're
free. I'm only free if she watches Dish, which I'm praying to God.
That's right. All right, Normani is looking and feeling great these days. Wait till I show you these pictures. It's insane. But the former Fifth Harmony songstress says that she didn't always feel this way. And the fact is, she struggled a lot with her confidence when she was in the group. And Normani recently opened up during an interview for Women's Health magazine and claimed that she was overlooked in the group, she felt. And here's what she said. Having certain things happen so blatantly while also feeling like the other and being so young and hearing the public compare us took a toll on my confidence. Now, Normani says she gets up every day, does daily positive affirmations to boost her self-esteem. Okay, now I know you're waiting. Here's the picture of Normani today.
She looks amazing.
Perfection.
That's my girl,
perfection,
man.
Her.
Whatever those daily affirmations are, send them my way.
Yeah.
They work. One of them, Heidi, and I'm a beautiful black girl. Say it, Heidi. I'm a beautiful black girl.
I am a beautiful black girl.
ATL has got another amazing deal for you. So listen up.
Hey, guys, I have a great deal for you. It's the 2-pack Brookstone 10-watt charging pads. I love that you can charge your devices quickly with this fast wireless charging pad, okay? Plus, it's even available in black, blue, orange, red, rose gold, and silver.
I sure could use this.
Plus, with two of these, you can put one in the kitchen and one on the nightstand or one anywhere you lay down your phone. So it's always charged without ever having to think about it.
Girl, how much is it?
Well, Gary, usually these wireless charging pads have been seen for the price of $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, just for you, and you get two for
$25. Oh, nice.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent ya.
Next up, I chop it up with the Snow Owls, Clint Black, and his wife Lisa to talk all about being the first duo in The Masked Singer. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dish Nation, and I have the artist who made history on The Masked Singer for being the very first duo unmasked, all right? Now, please welcome the artist, formerly known as the Snow Owls, country star Clint Black, and singer and actress and the lovely wife of Clint, Lisa Hartman Black. What up, y'all?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I like doing fantastic. Y'all made The Masked Singer so fun. Y'all had everybody so baffled. I was just laughing watching them get all the answers wrong as to who you guys were under those Snow Owl costumes. What was the funniest one of y'all?
You know, it wasn't funny. Once I started guessing, I thought to myself, I might be Eugene Levy. Possible. That's who I am. I didn't know.
You're a crazy person. No, they were all over the place. Yeah. It was great. And then Nicole got it at the end. She called you out. It was good.
Correct. Okay, so how does it feel to be the first duo in Masked Singer history?
It was great. It was flattering. We got the email and we started laughing. We were like, maybe we should do it. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, there's a little bit of giggling. And then once we agreed to do it, we weren't laughing anymore.
It turns into work. How hard was it for both of y'all to keep it a secret?
A friend who said, my wife thinks you're the Snow Owls. And I said, oh, they're a hoot. It was cryptic. He couldn't figure it out. He has to know by now, but...
funny.
And then I had another friend who called me from New Orleans. I know that's you. I know you can't say anything, but I know that's you. I didn't recognize you as soon as you... That's my New Orleans accent, by the way.
I think people's eyes and ears are definitely open to seeing both of y'all on stage again sometime soon. Is that going to be in the cards in the near future?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So I wrote, when we got back from this, I wrote a new duet for us. It's called Till the End of Time. That drops on streaming December 3rd. You can also go on clintblack.com. And for $9.99, you can buy admission to watch us stream a full concert live from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Now that you guys have
kind of like broke the seal and like now duos on The Masked Singer are a thing. What married couple would you like to see on the show next?
Okay, Kurt and Goldie.
Tim and Faith.
Kurt and Goldie.
Yes.
That would be
good.
Wouldn't
that be cute?
Are those your friends? Because it like the first name basis that you just delivered that made it sound like that they're definitely in the role.
Oh, yeah, we're friends. They don't know it, but.
Yo, congratulations on everything you got going on. Much love to the show you got going on at the Ryan Theater. You can get the tickets for that by going to clintblack.com and be sure you stream the single. Can you give us a little sample on the way out?
Uh-oh. He just have a guitar.
How convenient!
It's got a guitar handy by.
I can tell you
what a key we're in.
I can tell you how the story never ends. You and me, here and now, is how it's always been.
Yo, I love y'all so much. Much love to y'all. Good luck at the show. And don't miss an episode of The Masked Singer, because you'll never know who to unmask next. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back, y'all. Looks like Billie Eilish has some secret skills that we are just finding out about. Billie shared some behind-the-scenes footage from the video shoot for her new song, Therefore I Am. And in her caption, she explains that she and a friend took part in a dance challenge and failed. But really, did she fail? I don't know from the looks of this video.
Girl, I want to see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Make that big booty twerk.
Oh, Billy, golly.
Wow. What did y'all think of Billie Eilish's twerking skills? Would y'all invite her to the cookout?
No.
She can come to the cookout. She just can't cook anything.
Could y'all work with it? Because I saw like a little bit of kind of something in there. It's a little bit of, you know, that little bit of you know, that she needed.
Sherry, it's that baggy clothes treachery in which she was using to like make it more enhanced. Because she's usually so like, you know, so many layers of clothes. It made it seem like there was more twerk going on than may have really been there, but
that's the question.
I would work with it and twerk with it.
What is everyone's favorite move out there? If you're in your seat, if you're standing up, whatever, Gary, you're on your couch, what's that go-to move for you guys?
Well, my go-to move, even though I don't have like a big booty, that's like my dream, having a big booty. I could still pop.
Oh, but why does everything have to be a pop and involve a booty?
It's something about moving your booty.
Little prep to it.
You want to feel so good.
Little prep to it.
I didn't give myself an orgasm.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.